Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's Sexual Assault Awareness Month. What would law enforcement officials like for us to know? Let's go in-depth with Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department. Lieutenant, how often are you dealing with sexual assault cases?
I'm almost always dealing with at least one sexual assault case. Sometimes I can go a while without one, but I'm usually investigating or working on some sort of sexual assault issue.
Are most of the sexual assaults, are they by people that the victim knows, or are they guys jumping out of the bushes?
That's a great question. The vast majority of sexual assaults are the offender is known by the victim. It's actually very rare that you get a stranger sexual assault.
It might be something that happens at a party. Maybe you meet the person that night even, but you still know them.
Correct. Yes. It's usually easy for a victim to identify the perpetrator.
Okay, as opposed to the guy in the bushes.
I can elaborate on that. It's usually easy for the victim to identify the perpetrator. It's very rare that the person says that they have no idea who it is.
Let's just say that a woman is sexually assaulted, or a man, I guess, if somebody is sexually assaulted. They're dealing with all kinds of emotional issues and physical issues, but what's really the best thing for them to do?
Well, that's another good question, and that's somewhat of a difficult question for me. From a law enforcement standpoint, I would recommend anybody who has been sexually assaulted to go to the hospital and get a sex assault kit done. It doesn't necessarily mean that they have to report it to law enforcement at that time, but the sooner that we can collect evidence, the better off we are down the road if the victim does wish to pursue a case, that we can go back and we have that evidence as opposed to just starting from scratch.
So it's best to have the evidence even if they decide they're not going to press charges, because if you have the evidence in hand and then maybe a month change your mind, you still have the evidence. But if you don't go to the hospital and you want to press charges in a month, the case is not as strong.
Yes, that's correct. At that point, it would be very difficult for law enforcement to successfully investigate that case as far as making an arrest, filing charges on the offender. Another thing that I want to stress is that you don't have to give personal information if you go to a hospital to get a sexual assault kit done. Tell the ER staff that you don't want to speak to law enforcement, that you just want the kit collected. We will collect that kit. We will label it some form or another so we know if that victim comes in at a later day, we can go to our evidence and find that kit, and that can be sent off for analysis.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department about Sexual Assault Awareness Month. What are some good rules of thumb to help prevent sexual assault? What can women do?
There's a lot of things that women can do, especially I think about college-age women who are leaving small towns such as Knoxville, going to the University of Iowa or Iowa State or, you know, Northern Iowa. Walk in pairs. You should never walk across campus alone at night. And I think that every campus staff person would agree with that, simply because of the danger of such an open area and the amount of people that are around and present. Something could easily happen. Teach kids at an early age how to respect someone's boundaries, respect others' boundaries. You know, unless you know the person, a kid shouldn't be running up and grabbing on the person or touching the person, doing stuff like that. You know, and really establish in your household that no means no. If someone says no, they mean no. It doesn't mean continue to work on that person until they say yes. Those are all things that can kind of start early in life, and that will definitely help people as they grow going down the road. I think that having daughters is a lot different than having sons. Like we talked about, Dr. Bob, you and I don't really think about ever being sexually assaulted. And I think that it's probably common for most women to think about stuff like that as they go through their current day, such as walking across town, you know, while it's dark. You and I would have no problem with that, but maybe a woman walking alone would. You know, so I think you just need to teach your daughters how to stay safe. It doesn't mean that they can't do everything that a male should, because, you know, to be honest with you, that's just ridiculous. But at the same time, I think you also teach your boys to respect others, respect women, respect people's decisions, and talk to them about sexual assault. What would happen if you are sexually abused, if it's attempted? What happens if someone touches you inappropriately? What do you do? Who do you tell? I think there's a lot of things that can be talked about to kids, teenagers, young adults growing up, especially in today's society, about safety.
And the little bitty kids. I mean, so we have to teach them about boundaries, and we need to teach them that it's not okay for people to touch them that they don't know, or people that they know to touch them in certain places. Is that what we do?
Correct. Yeah, and I think that our school district does a good job of taking, I believe it's Happy Bear, to the schools and talking to them about good touch, bad touch, and what they should do if they are ever touched inappropriately or touched in their private places, and who they should tell.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department about Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Survivors have a really difficult time emotionally, and society doesn't always necessarily treat them very well, or we don't know how to treat them if we know that they're survivors.
Yeah. And, you know, by absolutely no means am I an expert on this, but one thing I think that we can all see, especially with the advent of social media and news, is how easy it is to type or say mean things to people when you're behind a keyboard. For instance, several sexual assault victims have been essentially attacked on social media that I've seen. Well, you know, what did she expect getting drunk at that party? Or what did she expect with what she was wearing? Or it's her fault too. And that is just ridiculous to me, that people can think in a way where a victim is to blame for being sexually assaulted. You know, it's like I said, it's a culture thing with us. Another issue that our culture have is making inappropriate comments and jokes. And that goes a lot further than sexual assault. But when you say stuff like that, when you make jokes and inappropriate comments, you never know what the person sitting next to you has been through, or that you might offend them by saying something so outrageous that it just hurts their feelings, especially if they have been a sex assault victim in the past.
Well, what kind of thing are you talking about? What kind of comments?
Like the rape comments, for instance. You know, if you buy a car that you think you didn't get a good deal on. You say you got raped by the car dealership. Well, no, you didn't. And that's not even close to what some of these victims and survivors have went through. Sometimes a sexual assault can be an extremely violent and emotional, and I mean, I can't even imagine half the stuff that they go through thinking about, do I really want to report it? If I do, what's going to happen? Will law enforcement believe me? Will my family believe me? Will I be trashed on social media, in the news? The court proceeding is going to take forever. And I think, especially here in Marion County, which is where I have all of my law enforcement experience, our county attorney's office has done a good job of doing their best to minimize that impact that it's had on the victim. You know, having a victim witness coordinator and having everybody that, you know, just kind of calls and checks up on sexual assault victims or survivors. Also with the crisis intervention advocates, they're a great resource for victims, and you know, they'll do everything from sit down and talk with them and kind of reason why this may have happened, how it's not their fault, and what they can expect, to taking them to doctor's appointments, and just the resources out there in Marion County for victims of sexual assault or domestic abuse. There's quite a few resources out there for them today, and there wasn't 11 years ago when I started in law enforcement.
This, to me, is the very worst of social media. If you get let's say there's a news story and there's a man accused of sexual assault, and there may or may not be children, those victims could be adults too, but there's this often a flood of, this is impossible, he would never have done something like this. And then there's, well, he should be hung. Mm-hmm. And then there's victim blaming. And sure. Then there's just, like, no good comes from, I can't think of good that comes from any postings. I guess prayers for all involved, maybe.
Yeah.
I can't think of, can you think of any good that comes from people beating this to death on social media?
No, I can't. And I think it's clear that everybody has their own opinion, and people are more apt these days because of social media to share their opinion. But at the same time, people need to take a step back. If we have a case and we file charges against somebody for sexual assault, the media doesn't have everything that we have in our case file, right? So the media doesn't know everything. The media reports what they know, which is a lot of times is almost bare bones facts. And then everybody makes their own assumptions about what that means. And if they know the person is great and he would never do this, and it's her fault, she did this wrong, and all of that stuff. But if you, on the other hand, you have the, like you said, he needs to be hung or something like that, if you know the victim, it's just, there's no need for it. It's hurtful, it's hateful, and I think more than anything, it affects people's families other than just the victim and survivor, which is clearly the main focus, but it affects their families. It also affects the families of the suspect or offenders as well. And it's just, like you said, it's not good for anybody.
Blaming the victim right out of the gate are the ones that just Yes. seem to be the worst.
Yes.
And it's no good. Okay. What final thoughts do you have to share today with our listeners during Sexual Assault Awareness Month?
Check out the Knoxville Police Department Facebook page. We've got a campaign going on this month about sexual assault awareness. And talk with your family, talk with your friends, think about a scenario, what you will do if something like this ever happens to you. Think about how you can prevent it. And God forbid it ever does happen. We are trained. There's not a law enforcement agency in this county that I can think of that is not trained specifically on how to handle sexual assaults. Our training over the last 10 years has gotten tenfold times better than it has been before. There's not a lot of difference between, I guess, a state investigator or a big city investigator as opposed to a small town investigator. We have the same knowledge, we share the same knowledge, we network together, we work together. So I hope that that helps a little bit for victims to not feel self-conscious or, you know, conscious about what's going to happen to them once they report it.
Thanks to Lieutenant Aaron Fuller for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.